You're listening to SBS News.
In March, before Australia went into the first lockdown, Amy Morris met a man for a drink in her hometown of Sydney. That date she now describes as the worst ever as she caught COVID-19. It took her 3 weeks to recover from the flu-like symptoms and a couple of months for her energy levels to return.
I'd get really tired really easily. Sometimes I need to take like a nap in the day, which I never used to do.
But now her hair is falling out, and it's not just a little, she's lost 50%.
I was devastated, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was mortified. I was just kept thinking that, you know, it wasn't stopping. So was I just going to end up bald?
The 39-year-old is now part of a group called Long Haulers, a collection of people who are experiencing mysterious long-term effects of COVID-19. The most common of these are difficulty concentrating, low mood and fatigue. For some people, this lasts a few weeks. For others, it lasts for months. General practitioner Charlotte Hespy says these symptoms are similar to chronic fatigue syndrome, which some people can develop after a viral infection. The hair loss, however, is thought to be the body's reaction to a health scare.
What seems to happen is that the hair growth cycle gets paralysed in a particular phase at which it falls out. If you look at the hair that falls out, you've even got the little bulb that it sits in when it's growing. You then have to wait for whatever part of your body to go, okay, I can do this again, it's all right, and hair growth restores to normal.
But Dr. Hespy says it'll be 4 to 5 years before we understand the full extent of long-term COVID-19 symptoms. And the best GPs can do now is manage their patients' anxiety.
So we just have to be able to walk hand in hand, so to speak, with what's happening, be open to being able to listen and hear what symptoms are being experienced, and then actually treating them appropriately.
It means the path ahead for the 25,000 Australians who recovered from the virus is uncertain. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.